The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. See, you boys and girls, here's a mighty important question I have for you today. Now, of course, you're sleeping under winter blankets, aren't you? You've got warm, heavy covers on your bed now that the weather's cold, I'm sure. But tell me this. Do you know, has the oil been changed in your family car? Now, that's an important question because when you need winter bedding, your family car needs winter oil. But here's one interesting thing. People need heavier, thicker blankets in winter, but cars need lighter, thinner oils. You see, your old heavy oil, which is designed only for summer driving, gets thick as glue in cold weather. Too stiff and gummy to lubricate properly. It makes your family car hard to start. And even more serious, it flows too slowly to lubricate the motor the instant dad or mother steps on the starter. And so, your motor really runs almost dry at first. This is called a dry start. And these dry starts, due to thick, heavy summer oil in cold weather, quickly wear motors out. In fact, some engineers say dry starts cause actually 60% of all engine wear. So, if you haven't got winter oil in your family car, remind your dad he should change to winter oil at once. And, of course, if you're a friend of Captain Midnight, you want Skelly's own Tagoline winter oil in your car, I know. Be sure to tell your dad Skelly Tagoline winter oil is the fast-flowing kind that prevents dry starts. It gets up into the motor almost like a flash. As soon as you step on the starter, rushes into every part of the motor, lubricates it quickly, and keeps it safe from dry start wear, even in the lowest temperatures. And tell your dad, too, Skelly Tagoline motor oil is made to stand abuse. It stands up mile after mile while your motor purrs on and on. And now let's see what's happening to Captain Midnight. Steve Donovan, you remember, was attacked and wounded in the air by Gunnar Thorpe, one of Ivan Shark's pilots. Captain Midnight and Chuck saved Steve, and then Captain Midnight changed to Steve's crippled plane in midair and landed it. The plane cracked up on landing, and Steve, wounded by Thorpe's machine gun, was taken from the wrecked plane. Our scene now is outside the 7G hangar. Chuck is speaking to Captain Midnight, who is also known as Red Roberts. Listen.
Come on, Red. Let's hurry into the office and see if Steve has come to yet. He looked pretty bad.
Just a minute, Chuck. I want to talk to you first for a moment.
Okay, Red. What is it?
Now, the doctor's in there taking care of Steve, and he's doing everything that can be done.
Oh, sure, I know. And Patsy and Ma Donovan and Fred Boyd are there, too.
Steve's in good hands. Now, here's what I want to say. If that last ship we saw in the sky is a 7G plane Thorpe escaped in, it means Shark knows exactly what is going on here.
Well, I was thinking about that, Red, and I was afraid that pilot might see where we hit the tornado.
No, Chuck, I watched the sky carefully. I'm sure he didn't see where we went. But we've got to keep knowledge of our secret landing field from Shark. Otherwise, he'll get the upper hand.
Red, I was thinking. You said Shark had been listening to our radio conversations.
We're sure of that, Chuck. We know someone sent a message to Steve to take off at 12:30 instead of 3. And we know that message didn't come from this field.
And it was in the 7G code, too.
Which proves that Shark knows the code and he listens to all the company messages.
Red, we've got to capture Shark. Things can't go on like this.
Well, we finally know where Shark's hideout is. Now we've got to work out a plan for his capture. And we're going to start today.
Oh, gee, that's swell. Well, what's the first thing we do?
I'll tell you that in a little while. Come on now, let's step into the office and see how Steve is.
Okay, we can go in through the hangar.
Oh, well, there comes Patsy now.
Oh, she must have come right out of the office.
Hi, Chuck. That sure was a swell landing you made. I saw it from the office window.
Oh, thanks, Patsy. How's Steve?
He's getting along all right.
What did the doctor say, Patsy?
He said it wasn't anything serious, Red, that Steve wasn't in any danger.
Oh, gosh, that's swell.
I had a hunch he was all right.
Steve was sure lucky, all right. A bullet creased the top of his head and another one made a bad flesh wound back of his shoulder.
Well, how soon will Steve be up, Patsy?
Dr. Howard said he should stay in bed for a few days and get plenty of rest. He's weak from the loss of blood. Well, I gotta go home and get Steve's bed ready for him. They're gonna bring him up in a little while.
Okay, Patsy, see you later.
Yeah, so long, Patsy.
Well, look, Chuck, look who's coming.
Oh, Blazing Beacon, Slim Pool, and Pinky Drake.
They're just the ones I want to see.
Hi there, Chuck. Oh, Red. How's the old flying pals getting along?
Hello, Slim. Hi there, Pinky.
I'm sure glad to see you, boys.
We came out to say goodbye.
Goodbye? Well, where are you going?
We're going on up to the mine to start working our claim.
Working your claims, eh? Say, I'd like to ask a favor of you two fellas.
Well, you just name it, partner, and it's yours.
Sure, Red. Go ahead.
You know that country out there pretty well, don't you?
We sure ought to. We've been in and out of there since we were kids.
You know where Elk's Peak is?
Sure. That's just a few miles east of our claim.
You know where the ridge joins Elk's Peak?
Yeah, we know that place. There's a big cliff on the other side, and that's where those hidden falls are. Must be over a 1,000-foot drop.
That's the place I'm talking about.
Hey, you ain't aiming to go over there, are you?
Well, we thought we might take a look around.
Well, that's a good place to keep away from.
I'm going to take you boys into my confidence. But first, I want to ask you to keep what I tell you a secret. There's a famous criminal, an outlaw, who has a hideout in that spot. His name's Ivan Sharp, and he's back of Barlow and his whole gang.
Well, by the horn toad, Pinky, didn't I tell you?
I guess you're sure right, Slim. Say, listen, Red, your name isn't really Roberts, is it?
Well, to tell you the truth, Pinky, it isn't. But I can't tell you my real name now. Perhaps I'll be able to later.
We don't give a hoot who you are, Roberts. You've been on the square with us, and we'll give you the shirt off our backs anytime you want it. Now just tell us what you want us to do.
You're going up to your claim to make a permanent camp, aren't you?
We sure are. We got 3 mules here, all packed, and a lot of new equipment.
All right. Now here's the favor I want. How about Chuck and me coming up and camping with you for a few days?
Say, listen to that, Slim. Why, we sure be tickled to have you.
You just come on up anytime you want to.
Boy, that's sure swell.
Now, when do you expect to get up there?
Well, we're leaving right away. We want to get up there by tomorrow night.
Ah, that's swell. Chuck and I'll fly up to Rattlesnake Emergency Field tomorrow afternoon, and then we'll hike from there over to your camp.
Well, fair enough, partner. We'll meet you boys over at the claim tomorrow night.
That's settled, then. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, we'll do all we can to help you. Come on, Slim, let's get going. So long,
Travis. Yeah, see you tomorrow, then. Goodbye.
Yeah, so long, Pinky. So long, Slim. Oh, gee, they're a couple of swell guys, aren't they, Red?
You bet they are, Chuck. Well, tomorrow we take the next step I was talking about. Come on now, we'll see how Steve's getting along.
Again, we return to Ivan Chark's hideout in the mountains. It's just after sunset, and the high western peaks stand out clear against the crimson sky. Ivan Sharp stands by a window in his study, watching the lengthening shadows. Suddenly, he comes to a decision. His lean fingers reach forward.
You call me, Master?
Yes, Fang. Close the door and come here.
Yes, Master. You wish faithful servant Fang to do something for you, Master?
Yes, Fang. There is something you can do for me. But first, look out this window.
Yes, Master. I look.
What do you see, Fang?
I see darkness. Soon it will be night.
Yes, Fang. Soon it will be night. There is a long night coming, Fang. I can read the future, and I can see darkness. Darkness that will cover many people.
Yes, Master. The night will never end.
I do not wish that darkness to cover us, Fang. There is work yet to be done. If not here, in other parts of the world. Perhaps the time is coming when you and I shall leave these mountains.
You go, Master. Fang, follow.
Yes, but there are others who will not follow. They are the ones whom darkness will cover. Tell me, Fang, are you watching Barlow and Gardo?
Most carefully, Master. Sometimes I see them speak to each other.
Do they speak with each other alone?
Yes, always alone. But they are very clever. I have not been able to hear what they say.
Never mind, Fang. Ivan Shark will hear them. They cannot deceive me.
They are waiting now to see you.
Huh? That is good. I still have use for them. They can serve me more. And then... Well, bring them in, Fang.
Yes, Master.
Wait. You have your gun?
Yes, Master. It is in pocket.
Gardo used to be my bodyguard, but I cannot trust him any longer. You, Fang, will watch over me now.
Yes, Master. The eyes of Fang will not fail you.
Good. Go now and bid them enter.
Yes, Master. You will please come in, gentlemen.
Thanks, Fang.
Okay, thanks.
You will come forward, please. Close the door, Fang.
Yes, Master.
You wanted to see us, Chief?
Yes. I would discuss a plan with you.
Sure, Chief. Go ahead.
I spoke to you about the 70 gold mine. They have far too much gold for their own good.
Yeah, they got away with that last shipment, but they... Well, they still must have $1 million worth on hand.
That gold, Gardo, can do us much more good than it can do them.
Yeah.
You have obtained the layout of the mine?
Oh, yeah, Chief. I got it from Monk last night. Here it is. I'll unfold it for you.
Yeah. You will explain this to me.
Okay, Chief. You see, that square marks the main entrance to the mine shaft. Now, on this side are the barracks and the mess house. The landing field here stretches to the south. In this corner, all alone, is the mine office.
And the strong room? Where's that?
That's in the rear of the office.
How many guards are on duty in the strong room?
Two, Chief, both day and night.
What's on this side, back of the office?
Well, that's the mountainside, and it's very steep.
Where is the trail you mentioned?
Along this mountainside. It's very dangerous unless you know the way.
Do you know the way?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've been up several times.
Can the men escape along that trail?
Well, they can, but they can't hurry.
Well, then here's the plan. You will take 20 men and attack at 12 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
By that time, everyone at the mine except the guards should be asleep.
Yeah.
You will use tear gas to overcome the guards and also to drive away anyone else who may approach.
Okay.
Half of the men will load the gold on the pack mules while the other half protect them. Then, when the gold is all out and on the trail, you two will act as a rear guard to prevent anyone following. Is this perfectly clear?
I get it, Chief.
I understand, Chief.
Very well, then. Report to me tomorrow night when you are ready to leave. Now, you may go.
Will Ivan Shark's bold plan to steal the gold from the 7G mine be successful? And what will happen when Captain Midnight and Chuck attempt to enter Ivan Shark's stronghold? Exciting adventures are ahead. Don't miss them. Listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for further adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing! And now, here is a special announcement from the Skell Gas Company. The Skell Gas Company, which is a part of the Skelly Oil Company, wishes to make this announcement to folks who live beyond the gas main, who cook with oil, coal, or wood. Now you can cook with gas, no matter where you live. For Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, brings you every convenience of city gas service. Skell Gas is not gasoline. It is real gas, rich natural gas concentrated in steel cylinders, delivered and installed ready to operate at the flick of your finger. So decide now to cook dinner tomorrow with Skell Gas in a modern, clean Skell Gas kitchen on a beautiful, modern Skell Gas range with dozens of better cooking features. There's probably a Skell Gas dealer real near you. He can install Skell Gas Complete on 2 hours' notice, and he can prove from actual figures in your neighborhood that Skell Gas costs less than you probably pay now for dirty, work-making, old-fashioned fuel. If you cook with coal, wood, or oil, in your own interest, do this. Let your Skell Gas dealer show you how economically you can have real gas service through Skell Gas. If there is not a Skell Gas dealer near you, just send a card to Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, and they will be glad to send you full information. Oh.